Nothing to do now but wait. The guns were in line, the caissons were stacking shot, the gunners digging their small trenches. 140 guns, and the Union boys will reply. It will be the greatest concentration of artillery ever fired. Longstreet got down from his horse. He was very, very tired. He walked toward a cool grove of trees. Sorrel and Gorey followed, but Longstreet waved them away. He sat with his back against a tree, put his head in his hands. There is one thing you can do. You can resign now. You can refuse to lead it. But I cannot even do that. Cannot leave the man alone. Cannot leave him with that attack in the hands of Hill. Cannot leave because I disagree, because, as he says, it's all in the hands of God. And maybe God really wants it this way. But they will mostly all die. We will lose it here. Even if they get to the hill, what will they have left? What will we have left? All ammunition gone, our best men gone. And the thing is, I cannot even refuse. I cannot even back away. I cannot leave him to fight it alone. They're my people, my boys. God help me. I can't even quit. He closed his eyes.
From a tree close by, Colonel Fremantle saw him. Thought he was resting before the great battle, could not help but wonder at the enormous calm of the man. What an incredible time to go to sleep.